Today, March 8th, is the feast day of a very fascinating saint, Saint John of God. He was a Portuguese soldier. He was a contemporary of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Saint John lived from 1495 to 1550. He had a profound conversion experience at the age of 40, which completely turned his life around. We know that before his conversion, he was a Spanish soldier who had given up religion. He had turned away from God, lived a very wild life. He had a scandalous reputation for immorality. And then, at the age of 40, the Lord brought about his conversion. He left the military. He went back to doing what he did as a young boy, which was being a shepherd. So he went back to being a shepherd in the mountains of Spain. And that's when he had time to think about his life and decide what God wanted him to do. He was a man of great passion. Whatever he got involved in, he did it with great enthusiasm and gusto. So he decided to become a martyr. So he, after this conversion, he decided to go to Muslim Northern Africa to try to free the Christian slaves in hope that he would die as a martyr. Well, fortunately, his confessor, spiritual director, told him that would not be wise, that would not be prudent. Instead, he told him, well, try to set up a Catholic bookstore, a religious bookstore in Granada, Spain. And so he did. He set up a Catholic bookstore and evangelized and spread the faith that way. Well, then a great preacher came to town, Saint John of Avila. And John of God was so impressed by the sermon that he gave away all his books, he gave away all his possessions. He began to walk through the streets, flagellating himself with a whip, doing penance for his sins, tearing out his hair. He was so enthusiastic and frantic that he was placed in a mental institution. So he was in the mental asylum. When it got back to St. John of Avila, what had happened when John of God had heard this sermon, he went to visit him in the mental institution and was able to help him to overcome these extremes that he was going through. And he said, instead of doing all these extreme penances, John of Avila told him, go care for the sick and the poor. And so that's what he did. After he was released from the mental asylum, he set up a little group that would help take care of the sick and the poor. So he would go into the streets and pick up the homeless, the lepers, the blind, the lame, the insane, and he would care for them. And pretty soon this grew into a little hospital. Other volunteers began to help him out. And pretty soon a religious order began called the Brothers Hospitallers. And they would take care of the sick and the poor. Sometimes people would complain that he had tramps and prostitutes and others that he was taking care of. Even the bishop called him in and was very worried about what he was doing. And John's response was, I know of no bad person in my hospital except myself. The bishop was so impressed with his humility that he blessed his work. And in fact, he even named him John of God. That's where he got his nickname, because of his profound humility. He died from, it seems, from pneumonia, from rescuing a drowning man. And when they found John of God, he was kneeling in his chapel before the altar. He died kneeling before the altar. And so what a remarkable saint, a very unique saint, one that is very, again, somebody that had a profound conversion experience at age 40, turned his life around completely from very immoral wild life to a life of great holiness. Once he was on the right track with good direction, good confessor, good spiritual direction, he was able to channel his great zeal and enthusiasm to the service of the poor and the service of the sick. He was canonized in 1690, and Pope Leo XIII named him the patron saint of hospitals and the sick. And then in 1930, Pius XI named him the patron saint of all nurses. One little story occurred in his life that I'll end with. He was walking through a town and he saw a child whose feet were bleeding because he had no shoes. So he picked up the child and carried him back to his family. And as he carried him, he got heavier and heavier and heavier. Eventually he had to put him down. And when he looked, it was Christ. He had been carrying Christ.